A new history of Australia will be launched by the Governor-General in Melbourne today, just as the Federal Education Minister, Christopher Pyne, is indicating he's happy to reopen the so-called history wars. One of the editors of the new Cambridge History of Australia is the prolific and left-leaning academic Professor Stuart McIntyre. A decade ago, he wrote The History Wars, critiquing the reinterpretation of European settlement in Australia. He says the federal government would be well advised to refrain from reopening old debates. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
With two volumes and 47 chapters, Cambridge University Press says its History of Australia will be a definitive work.
They lay out essentially the sort of historical research that's been conducted over the last 20 or 30 years and enable us to rethink where Australian history is now.
One of the publication's two editors is no stranger to contested debate, the Ernest Scott Professor of History at Melbourne University, Stuart McIntyre. He says 67 recognised historians and younger scholars have worked together on the new volumes.
Is the end product a consensus view, or are there competing views presented for debate?
It's not as if chapters are offering alternative interpretations of the same subject. And there's been no attempt to hold people to a consistent interpretation, but we have gone to some pains to make sure that there are no inconsistencies, that we are picking up and explaining what the contributors make of their subject and relate it to the other chapters.
A decade ago, Stuart McIntyre's previous book, The History Wars, looked at attempts often from conservatives to rewrite or reinterpret Australian history, particularly around European settlement and the treatment of Indigenous Australians. It added fuel to the debate about a black armband view of Australia's past. Professor McIntyre says this new work comprehensively looks at all aspects of Indigenous history.
But I don't think the word black armband is used until the very last chapter of the very last volume, which is considering the arguments over Australian history over the past few decades.
The Federal Education Minister, Christopher Pyne, wants a fresh look at the history taught in Australian schools. And in a weekend interview with Fairfax, he indicated that the authority currently charged with setting the curriculum would no longer have the final say.
I think that's very silly. I think that as someone I read in the paper today said that if he thought that the pharmaceutical agency shouldn't decide what medicines would be available to Australia because he wanted a hands-on approach, people would say that that was arrogant and mistaken. I think in the end, educational ministers need to establish a structure and a process that guides what's taught in schools. But when there are sort of cheap interventions, I think it's most unfortunate.
Professor Stuart McIntyre says Mr. Pyne's comments didn't surprise him, but are disappointing.
And I'd like to think that the current government will see it's a very unproductive initiative to reopen it.
Will you be sending Christopher Pyne a copy of these two volumes?
I won't be sending him a copy because they're quite expensive, but I'd be very happy to discuss them with him.
Professor of History at Melbourne University, Stuart McIntyre, ending Naomi Woodley's report. And the Education Minister, Christopher Pyne, was unavailable for an interview with AM.